Absolutely. So, I mean, we've been here. I mean, y'all have heard. You've begun to hear from a team that is changing the company. And the company announced a millennial just tour across the country that's starting off with Justin and Justin Peterson. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason you've heard from Kaylin and from Nick and from Justin and from others. It's because they really have bought into the fact that we really have something here. We really have something that's going to take off. And so I suggest, as Kaylin did when he started off tonight, that you pick up a pen and a pencil, pen or a pencil, and that you take some notes, because Justin's about to talk to you about how to grow your business as we move forward in the next 90 days. Justin, back to you.
Thanks, John. So I want to give a little disclaimer before I get into this, that every time I've done training, I've made sure that it's very well scripted. I like to have my numbers. I like to have the points underneath it. I really write out an outline. And whenever I was asked to do this training a little while back, I wanted to do something different in that I wanted to convey an emotion and a feeling and kind of a mindset. I guess a better word would be a perception that I have. I wanted to share that with you rather than giving you step-by-step tactical training because, you know, if I'm being honest, we've got plenty of that. It's all over the internet. It's all over, you know, our Facebook groups. We have videos of it, and just an overflow. All the events are plenty of training. But I think what's most important is the perception of what we have in front of us. And one of the things that really caught my attention and almost put me in like this funk during the Super Saturday in Charleston was I was going over the importance of vision boards. So for the people who are at the Friday night event, we had dinner and then we talked about visualization, the law of attraction, how important it is to have, you know, things in front of you that will distract you from the distractions of life and keep you focused on what your goals are. And on my vision board, I was going through, you know, this place that I wanted to travel to that I've got to travel to, talking about making a brand, and I, you know, launched my brand, all these things that had manifested, all these things that had happened. And one thing that I didn't notice the correlation to that Elizabeth Gardner pointed out was right in the middle of the vision board said something to the effect of think bigger business. Those are actually the words verbatim, think bigger business. And for anybody who has been in the business for any length of time, you know that John Gardner's saying is you are not thinking big enough. And I made this vision board before I even knew who John Gardner was. And so there's no coincidence that we are at the place where we're supposed to be for a reason, okay? And that's evident in my personal life by just looking at the fact that John Gardner has absolutely changed my life. And so what I want to do for you guys tonight is give you a perception of how I view this product, this company, this opportunity in a very, very high level, big picture perspective. I love the quote that says, you can't see the picture if you're inside the picture frame. And for a lot of people on the call who have been in this company for a long time, number one, that's an amazing thing. But while it's a blessing, it's also a curse because you've gotten used to what you have. But what I want to share with you is the perception of this from outside of the picture frame because, you know, while you guys have heard my name quite a few times, remember, I've only been in the business for 7 or 8 months. So I still want to give you an outsider's perspective, a new person perspective on what's going on. And what we have in front of us is huge. It's just absolutely enormous. It is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Not just a big or great opportunity that would be really cool to capitalize on. I mean, this is just like hearing about Facebook, you know, in month one, month two, month three. It's something that's absolutely outstanding. And the mindset I want to give to you guys is take yourself out of the role of salesman. Take yourself out of the role of, you know, network marketer or business solutions man or woman. you know, put yourself in the role of almost a soldier. You know, we talk about sacrificing for your country. Well, I think that there's a new meaning to that, because it's not just military anymore. Whenever you turn on the news and you see what's happening in the world today, we need a different type of soldier, because the war really is in our backyard. And literally, Charlotte, all over the news, you know, that's 2 hours away from me. So many of my friends are there. I was getting Snapchats from my friend Van, who works and lives out there, a Snapchat of a street sign where the riot started, not more than 12 hours before he took that picture. I mean, it's literally in our backyard. So whenever I talk about, you know, sacrificing for your country and a different type of soldier, guys, the war is at home, and it's a battle of the minds, okay? And what I mean by that is twofold. Number one, there is such a scarcity of opportunity in our nation, but that's just perception. There's no such thing as scarcity, especially not an opportunity, because opportunities are something that you create. You literally create it. Listen to one of the most brilliant people who you know, all of us have ever met, Frank Acuin, in his training on Saturday, talking about, you know, a toothpick empire. Literally, twigs. A toothpick empire. You can make hundreds of millions of dollars just by creating a toothpick. And somebody came up with that idea. There's no such thing as scarcity, especially not an opportunity. Yet the reality, the perception of our nation is that there is. And so we need soldiers. We need boots on the ground to spread a message that there's no such thing and that we have a solution. If you're going to take notes, I need you to write down, we have a solution. And if you're going to remember anything, remember every time you open up Facebook, every time you look at social media, every time you turn on the radio, and especially every time, and I hope this is not very often, every time you turn on the news, it gets you so infuriated that it makes you take action. It makes you go out into the field. It makes you sacrifice for your country in the way of promoting our service. Because just being real, we have the solution, and it's not in politics, guys. I'm telling you, I studied politics. I designated my entire collegiate career to studying the science of politics and sociology, and that's not where change starts. Change starts with you and I. If you want to make America great again, we have to make ourselves great again. We have to work on our minds. We have to change the perception of how we view our day-to-day responsibilities and obligations inside of Legal Shield. It's so much bigger than just making sure you bring a guest to a briefing. That's the least that should happen. We really need to have herds of people. We need to have rooms that are so big that the fire marshal kicks us out. Because this is a solution. And whenever we can all, and I understand it's not going to happen overnight, okay? This is something that has to sink in. It has to marinate. And then for each and every one of us, there will be this one time where a switch just flips and we go, wow, I see how big this is. You know, this is Martin Luther King kind of stuff, guys, and I'm not even kidding. Because this is a product whose time has come. You hear Jeff Bell say that. You hear John Gardner say that all the time. This is a product whose time has come. The value of it has been there forever. It sells itself. But every time you turn on the news and you see rioting, you see protest, you see civilians being taken advantage of by major corporations. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the scandal with Wells Fargo? You know, have you heard of the overage charges, the scandal with Verizon? It's happening all the time, guys, all the time. But we have nothing until people understand what Legal Shield is to protect the everyday citizen. Again, it's not militaristic. It's not men and women in uniform. It's a service that makes sense and protects people. It rebalances the scales of justice, like we say all the time, and it really does, guys. It really does, because the major crime in America, the major crime is the everyday person doesn't have the hope, doesn't have the ability to get ahead. Everybody, whether they recognize it or not, has a glass mental ceiling. their expectations are so low because every time they get this little bit of momentum, they're squashed down by the system, by corporations, by the government, by their neighbors. Like, they need a safe haven. They need a place. We need to create and to promote our community of Legal Shield associates that give people that safe place to say, hey, look, this is all an illusion. There is plenty of opportunity. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of happiness, hope, positivity, encouragement, training, knowledge, personal development, guidance, mentorship. It's everywhere. All you have to do is simply plug in. And guys, it's our job to educate the nation on that. It's our job to campaign, not for somebody for president, to campaign for real change. It starts with you and I and everybody's backyards. And I'm telling you that the vehicle for that really is Legal Shield. You know, even if I wasn't even in Legal Shield, just knowing what I know about it, it's just the truth. It's the truth, because what we need right now and what I will say we are in a lack of is heroes. We have a scarcity of heroism. And talking to Frank Acoin, he gave me a phenomenal analogy. And you guys know Frank, he's so brilliant. He comes up with the most simplistic analogies that you just like smack your forehead and go, gosh, why didn't I think about that? And he gave me permission to use this. And I told him he's going to be my chauffeur to Jim Rohn, because all the brilliant material that I put out there always comes from him. Just like this next one. Guys, we us as Legal Shield associates, we can be likened to the bat signal in Batman. We are putting out a signal of distress, okay, saying, hey, guys, we need a hero here. And we have the vehicle. We have the vehicle, which is Legal Shield. And that's twofold. Number one, it's in the aspect of sorting, okay? We are putting this out, and thousands of people are seeing it, okay? But not everybody is going to hop on, because not everybody's a hero. We're putting it out for hundreds and for thousands of people to see the opportunity to step up and become that hero that our nation so badly needs. But only a few will set up, and that's all we care about. You know, whenever the bat signal goes up in the movies, nobody cares who runs to it unless it's Batman. We're just looking for the hero, okay? And on top of that, I've been studying some of the major movers and shakers in the world. You know, I'd encourage everybody to, on top of your 10 pages a day, fall asleep to audio, because your subconscious mind is so powerful, so much more powerful than we'll ever really understand. And they say that whenever you fall asleep to audio, while your conscious mind goes dormant, your subconscious never sleeps. So you're soaking in all this material. And recently, over the last week or so, I've been watching videos on Elon Musk. And Mark Zuckerberg, you know, some of this era's, you know, Vanderbilts and Fords and Carnegies, and the way that they view the world is just so cool, because it's just so simple. And this is what Elon Musk says whenever his interviewer was asking, if you were talking to the millennial generation in particular, ironically, and they said, hey, I want to be the next Elon Musk, what do I need to do? And he said, and Frank's going to love this, you need to supply something to the masses that is useful. And he said there's two different pieces to it. Either one, you can supply something that's extremely useful to a small or medium-sized group of people. Or two, you can supply something that is sort of useful to a whole lot of people. But he likens it to a bell curve, whether it's narrow and steep or whether it's shallow and wide. It's the distance underneath the curve that matters. And I paused the video whenever I was listening to this the other night, and I said, holy cow, Legal Shield has both. It supplies virtually everybody with something that's extremely useful. We have the best of both worlds. We literally have the best of both worlds. And to make it even better, all we have to do is tell people about it. They couldn't have made it any more simple. Last thing is our perception on business. And, you know, everybody's guilty of this, you know, including the Gardners and the Acoins and especially myself. You know, our perception of what we want our team to do and what we can do is way out of whack, because we perceive that executive director is hard. We perceive that that is that's a really, really, really big deal. The reason why is because for the last, since 1972, it has been a big deal. But we've seen on five different occasions individuals with no experience in Legal Shield going from zero to executive director in 60 days or less. Three different times it happened in 30 days or less. But here's the bigger picture here. There's 230 million people above the age of 18 in the United States. 230 million. And if you're interested, almost 10% of those are in college. So the amount of opportunity is endless. And to end the training with just the biggest takeaway, and if you guys have heard me do trainings, you know, I mentioned it tonight, I just want to almost suggest that we condition ourselves to, instead of bickering, complaining, whining, becoming offended, and sending out all of these negative emotions into the ether of social media, into the minds of our friends and our family and the people who we associate with on a daily basis, every time we hear what's going on in the world, I want us to condition ourselves that anytime you feel an ounce of frustration towards our society, towards your nation, that you immediately funnel it into your Legal Shield business. Because I'm telling you right now that that is our solution. Whether you believe it or not, we have to start conditioning ourselves that way. So just like from a basic standpoint, you know, whenever you think about, you know, something that you want to say, you know, your mom says, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. You have to condition yourselves to bite your tongue before you say something negative. Same thing. But instead of just venting to the world about how messed up everything is, let's do something. And guys, the real world heroes, it's not one person. It's a group of people who come together and organize behind a common cause, and in this case, a noble one. Those groups of people, those are the heroes. And you and I have the opportunity to become heroes of this nation. All you have to do is take action. Unlearn your previous expectations of yourself, of your team, and of this company. And relearn a perception that I want to give to you from coming outside of the picture frame that, guys, this is huge. This is Martin Luther King big. We are sacrificing for our country in a different way. We are the soldiers of change. But it only starts by you taking action. So, guys, I hope that this different type of training helps you. It's really a feeling. And if you want to get down to tactical, you know, takeaways, I'll tell you this. Even if you know everything to say, when to say it, how to overcome the objections, how to explain the product, presentation, opportunity better than anybody else, if you don't have the feeling, you're not going to sell it. So even if you're the most skilled person in Legal Shield and you can do a presentation textbook, if you don't have the heart, if you don't have the passion behind your words, we're going nowhere. And I mean that towards the whole company. So my wish for you guys is that you take some of this passion and perception that I've cultivated over the last 8 months and just light your business on fire with it. Just literally soak your business with this gasoline of fire and just light it on, like light it on fire with your action. Guys, with your action. So again, anytime you see any frustration, condition your mind to go out and take action. We're the soldiers of change. And together as an organized group of individuals behind a common cause, we collectively are the heroes of this world. So with that, guys, that's the end of my training. John Elizabeth Gardner, thank you so much for giving me the honor of training on this call. And I'm going to pass it back to you guys.
Wow. The Performance Family team is blessed to have you because I think you're setting the new vision that the company is the mantle the company needs to pick up. Bottom line, Elizabeth, Frank, Teresa.
We're here. It was awesome. Thank you so much. All the segments tonight have been awesome. Thank you for putting all of that together. And, Justin, I really appreciate you sharing your your thoughts on the power of what we've got, and you did, I think, for all of us, give us a really deeper perspective on the importance of what we're doing. It was awesome.
Well, if Elizabeth, anything else you want to add?
I'm here. I do. I mean, what a phenomenal job. You know, and of course, you know, to continue the crusade, we have our huge team event coming up right around the corner. And so I'm hoping that everyone's going to be there and really take advantage of that. So, Teresa, if you would talk a little bit about our event coming up, that would be great.
I would absolutely love to. We're so excited. Number one, we're going to get to be with all of you. I mean, that is one of the huge things. When the team gets together, it's like a huge team huddle. It is a weekend of such special times. I mean, there's no convention. There's no Super Saturday. There's no Super Regional. They all pale in comparison to what happens at this event. We've had such great results every time we give, when we pour our hearts into this event, and the return is incredible. I mean, people come to it and they go back home so inspired, so empowered in all different ways. See, we have time when you're with us for a whole weekend. I mean, we're going to start Thursday. For those of you who are in the B2B arena on Thursday, you're. And what date is that? That is the 20th, right? Let's see. 21st, I'm sorry, October 21st. It's 28 days away. I do know that because I counted them. So anyway, we've got just a month away. On Thursday, we're going to begin with Melissa Wilder, and she is the best of the best. The people who got to go to New Orleans and hear her, like Eddie Smith, he commented to me. He had no idea how awesome she is, what an incredible trainer she is. And so we're going to have her. We're going to have her all Thursday, or as long as, I don't know what the agenda is, but it's from noon till 6. And so if you're in that arena, you will definitely want to be there. And then on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, we have so much lined up. I'm in communication with Darnell Self and his wife, Tracy. We're putting all of the plans together. And Darnell Self is the company's newest millionaire per year. We're not talking about Millionaire Club member. There are quite a few of those. That means people who have earned $1 million with Legal Shield. To clarify, Mr. Darnell Self is earning $1 million a year with Legal Shield and just got recognized for it. And we're going to have him at our team event. And I will tell you this, even without that new recognition, there is nobody that draws more, that people clamor to more, to learn from. I mean, Darnell Self is the top, I'm telling you. So to be able to kick off our event with Darnell Self on Friday, and then we have such incredible things lined up for the rest of the weekend. In fact, Frank's got a few of the
I do.
Do you have a few of the titles?
Yeah,
we
have a big dilemma here. It's going to be like a big group hug is what it's going to be like.
More than that.
Yeah. And we got the House of Blues. We can have a good time, and we got. And I'll tell y'all, people from other teams are coming. So if you don't have your reservations or tickets,
yeah, get them.
I would highly suggest you get those things because we're getting packed here. I don't know which one of these topics that I'm going to be training on or what we want to do, but the Gardeners and Teresa and I are getting together this weekend, and we're having a little planning session, and we've already talked to some of the other trainers and stuff. So one of the things is all of you have met remarkable people in your life. I mean, we've known people like Jim Rohn, Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Martin Victor Hansen, Og Mandino, Gary Smalley, and all those guys. And, you know, there's a training that on how to become a remarkable person. And that's one thing that I'm thinking about training on, how to become a remarkable person so that, you know, that people look to you and for leadership. And that's one thing. And some other things I'm looking at is, you know, how to gather wealth, grow wealth, protect wealth, allocate your wealth and enjoy your wealth, and financial stability and emotional stability. How to turn this is a big one. How to turn problems into projects, into profit, into assets, and then grow it into money.
You got to say that one more time.
There is a method to turn your problems into a project, into profit, into assets, and then into money, and then enjoy it the rest of your life. And instead of looking at the problem as a problem, you just turn it to a project, and then
you have to do that training.
I could do that training real easy. And the other one is, you know, how to be more productive, how to be profitable, and have a predictable income. That's a good one. And also, there's another one called negative neutralizers. And so what I was going to do is have everybody vote on which ones they want me to train on. Because I'm only going to have a short period of time. You know, like
you'll have longer than normal.
Like 3 minutes or something.
No,
and,
you'll have longer than normal.
So anyway, we've got so many great topics, and the gardeners have topics, the Elizabeth have topics, John has topics, Teresa has topics, Queer Muhammad has topics, everybody has topics that we're going to take. So any one of them, any one idea, even just the negative neutralizers could change your entire life. How to turn your problems into projects, into profit, into assets, and then into money to enjoy the rest of your life. That could, any one of those could change your life. Any one of the gardeners, any one of Teresa's, any one of the other trainers could change your life. So that's what we're doing this weekend, is really going over what we think the high priorities are right now. And I also want to congratulate Johnny Mendez. I've been talking to him today, and he is one of those leaders and readers. He was reading Think and Grow Rich and some other books, and also Matt Root and his whole family. I mean, their whole family looks like they're on board. And, you know, these guys are really studying leadership and doing the right things. They're exposing people. They're in people's eyes and in their ears. And you know, then they get in their mind, and then the people open up their wallets and buy legal shields. So I'll just tell y'all, this is maybe one of the best things that we've ever done. And hopefully when you leave there, you will believe more. And I know one thing, if you'll have a much better idea how big a team we've got, and if you have somebody in California, there's somebody in California. If you have somebody in Chicago, there's somebody in Chicago. Go there and meet them in case you have people in other areas. So I can't wait.
I can't wait, too.
I can't wait.
And we haven't even touched, we haven't even scratched the scratch. Y'all just need, if you've ever been to one of the Myrtle Beach events, you know what's in store. And we did rent out the House of Blues again. We're going to have a bunch of fun there. One of the evenings, we've got T-shirts that everybody gets a T-shirt, and they are hot. They're going to be awesome.
They are good looking.
Yes, and so there's a lot to be gained from that weekend. And here's a big part of it. There are very few times in your life when you have the opportunity to pour into yourself, to invest in your business, to invest in you. And I'm telling you, being away from the normal routine of family, friends, and business, at work, jobs, whatever, to be in a completely different environment away from everybody, it's priceless. I mean, it truly is priceless when you look at the value of what it's going to bring to you. So get registered. I want to congratulate a few people that just got registered in the last week. I see Sarah Mitchell, Reginald and Sheila Tate, Tim Lom and Stacey Bevel. Thank you for getting registered. Everybody else, if you're not on the list, get on the list. Get registered. You can go straight to theperformancefamily.com to get all of the details, get all the registration opportunities for both events, Thursday and the weekend. And also, there's a phone number that you do need to call. You cannot do the online registration for the villas. You do need to make that phone call. And they have combined more of the one bedrooms together to make two bedrooms, and some of the two bedrooms with the one bedroom to make a three bedroom. So you have more opportunities to bunk up together, if you will, have roommates and all of that. And then one more thing I want to cover before I turn it back over to the gardeners is that the Atlantis trip that's coming up, I've heard some people talk about it excitedly, and other people just look like they're glassed over because you can't even imagine what it is. Well, here's what it is. The company's going to pay for the airfare, and I mean, coming and going. You just have to get yourself to the airport, and you're going to have an entire weekend at the Atlantis Resort. It's not just a weekend. It's actually, you're going to have, what, 4 days, five nights for this trip. And it's the shortest qualification period we've ever had, so get going on it. And everybody can qualify. Now, a lot of you are already in Performance Club. You've been in it. You have four different ways to qualify as long as you're in Performance Club every month. From July, July through December. But some people are new. Here's how you get in the game if you're a brand new person. If you came into business this month, you just fast start qualify, and that qualifies you for this month, and then you just need to make sure you get in Performance Club next month. Now, for those of you who are existing, you did not Performance Club qualify in either July or August last month. You can re-enter the contest by achieving 15 brand new Performance Club points this month. Hey, if you don't have any points, you can still do it. It's recruiting like 5 people. I mean, Kaylin just did 2 in the last few days. You can do 5. You've got almost 2 weeks to do it. So you can go get 5 new recruits, sell them a membership. That's going to get, that'll generate right there 5 times 3. That's 3 points for each one is 15. So that's a quick way to get there. And then you can look up the other requirements for qualification, but that's the basis that'll get you going, and I recommend everybody do it. I mean, to be able to spend that time, and it's not just the Atlantis Resort. It is fabulous. It's beautiful, and you'll, I mean, it's all-inclusive. You're going to be fed. You're going to be wined and dined and all of that.
It's possibly one of the nicest resorts on the planet.
But the most important part of this whole trip is you are going to be with the top people in the company. You're going to be with Jeff Bell. You're going to be with Darnell Self. You're going to be with all the Platinums, all the ring earners. You're going to be there with them, and you're going to be eating with them and spending time and, I mean, hanging out. It's going to be awesome.
Taking pictures. Lots
yeah,
of
lots
pictures,
of pictures.
Lots of pictures.
So I'll roll it back to the gardeners. Great call.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa. I'm here.
Go
can
ahead.
You hear me? Okay.
Yeah, now I can.
I was on mute. Apologize for that. Yeah, it was a fantastic call. Just thank everyone for their participation tonight. Everybody just that contributed to the call, what a fantastic call. I think it's, you know, Justin did an unbelievable job reminding us of what we have. And sometimes I think that is that can be some of the most important things, because when we start working on our business day to day, we can forget what we really have, the opportunity to do here. And I think I really appreciate Justin taking the time to remind us all of that this evening. So thank everyone for the call. I did want to say one thing. Teresa was reminding everyone about the villas, reserving your villa in Sunset Beach. I've gotten a couple of calls about this. You know, if you're not sure who all your roommates are and all, just call, put your credit card down. They just need it to make your reservation. They're not going to charge you. Then that will give you plenty of time to get your roommates lined up and figure out how all that's going to work, but you will already have your room confirmed. So, I encourage everybody to go ahead, get that reservation done and make a plan to be at our event. Thank everyone for being on the call tonight.
Let me interrupt.
Go ahead.
On that note, when you go to the events and the I Believe team event, there is an event communication opportunity so that everybody can, if you want a roommate or you've got room for a roommate or need a ride or anything like that, that is where you can communicate that with the team. And, of course, put it on the Performance Family Facebook page. It's a great place to communicate as well.
That's great. Thank you so much, Teresa. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And we will talk to everyone next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.